Earlier this month, we talked about things that were coming up at Sharon Audubon, and there's just a bunch of activities coming up. And now that we're almost entering the end of the month, we're right on the doorstep, hello, of two events that are coming up on October 28th and 29th. And we'll be joined right now by Bethany Sheffer of Sharon Audubon to talk about those events and other events going on at the Audubon. Good morning, Bethany. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much, Marshall. Good morning to you, too.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke and we talked about the events about a month ago, and right now we're at the doorstep of the Pumpkins in Play on the 28th and the Community Pumpkin Trail on the 29th.
That's right. It's really hard to believe that October has gone by so quickly. I don't know about you, but it felt like we were coming up on October, and suddenly we're already on the doorsteps of November.
No, it's exactly right, and I think it's hard to believe that because the different weather that we've had, and it looks like the weather for this weekend for these events that you're going to be holding is going to be actually spectacular.
Yes, we are certainly hoping that the weather does hold through. It was looking like rain previously when we were looking at the forecast, and so we are keeping our fingers crossed that it keeps clear for, again, our Pumpkins in Play event on the 28th, and then the beginnings of our Pumpkin Trail on the 29th.
So let's talk about the Pumpkin in Play event on the 28th a little bit.
Sure thing. So those who have been attending Sharon Audubon Center and coming and visiting for years probably remember this event that we used to have called Kids Day in the fall. So because we aren't able to hold Kids Day at the full capacity like we did historically, we've decided to combine that with some activities that we had for our Pumpkin Trail, which we started a couple of years ago. So it'll kind of be like a little bit of a pseudo Kids Day, if you will, with games and activities on the lawn, lots of games for kids. They'll have the opportunity to win prizes through these activities. We also have a bird and nature-themed scavenger hunt that will be up with the pumpkins that will be on the trail for that period of time after our Pumpkins in Play event that people can go through. But then we will also have Enchanted Forest characters, again, that folks probably remember from Kids Day if they attended. And we will have hot chocolate and some concessions and things like that. So it should really be a good time.
And you've got a live performance of dancing from Creative Game Parties?
That's exactly right also. Yes, we're so thrilled to have them be a part of the event. And I think folks are really going to like that.
Now, we remind people that at this time of year, it does get dark. And so if you're going to go on the trail in common costume like that, bring a flashlight.
Yes, that is a very good and wise suggestion, Marshall. Yes, please bring a flashlight. A lot of folks, you know, you have your phones on you that have all sorts of utilities that are very useful, such as a flashlight when we're out. So if you forget your flashlight, you can certainly use your phone to be able to navigate. Like Kids Day, again, we have parking that's going to be in our field, in our Bluebird fields that are behind the Sharon Audubon Center over by the Raptors. And so folks will be guided into the trail from the back end. So even though there will be some luminaria that'll be there to guide folks, still a good idea to bring that flashlight.
All right, and this event also, you have some special sponsors that are helping you underwrite this event as well.
Yes, that's exactly right, and those are posted on our website too. If folks are interested in looking at those.
All right, now on the 29th, the Pumpkin Trail, that once again goes from 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Now let's talk a little bit about the Community Pumpkin Trail.
Sure. So the Pumpkin Trail, the idea there is for folks. So everybody listening, if you are already carving pumpkins and you'd like to display a pumpkin on the trail, we please encourage you to submit a pumpkin to the Pumpkin Trail so that we can have this beautiful array of all sorts of different kinds of pumpkins that we'll put tea lights in to light up for this event. So those will be available on the Pumpkins in Play event the day before. But, again, if you want to submit this pumpkin, we'll leave it on our pumpkin trail for the next week and a half, 2 weeks. when everything else is situated out there. So you can come and see your pumpkin and see who else has submitted them. This year we are doing something a little bit different where we are hosting groups. So if you have a Girl Scout troop, if you have a small business or a church group, you are more than welcome to submit your group of pumpkins to us, and we'll put them all together and arrange them so that you can come see them.
Now, is there a registration form for picking for submitting the pumpkins, or how's that work?
Yes, good question, Marshall. Yes, so if you go to the Sharon Audubon Center, we have a little tent that's right near our kiosks. And so if you pull up to that tent, there are the registration forms there, and that's where you can drop off your pumpkins too. So we are actually all at a staff retreat right now in upstate New York, and we will be back on Wednesday to be able to arrange those pumpkins on the trail in advance of the event. But again, yes, those registration forms are there under that tent.
All right, so these are the two events that are coming up this weekend. But I'm kind of searching my memory, and maybe I've got the wrong time of year, but do you still do the owl prowl?
Oh, yes, we did run a couple of those last year, Marshall, yes. And we will be probably hosting those again come February, perhaps, January, February. Great horned owls, depending on the latitude, they start nesting usually at the end of February-ish, but sometimes they can start nesting at the end of January. So they're early nesters, and it's really fun to hear their courtships, too, calling back and forth and such. So we'll start those up again in the new year.
All right. Now, anything else that's coming up that you want the public to know about?
Our bird tours just concluded this month, so we do not have any more for the year. But we will be talking about the Christmas bird count as that comes closer in December. So if anybody is already thinking about wanting to count some birds with us at Sharon Audubon Center, we will be, again, sharing a little bit more about the Christmas bird count, hopefully next month.
That's the Trixie Strauss one, right?
That's correct.
So I have to ask this question. Every time I'm going to speak to you now from the history, any more birds that you've caught on your tower and any more migration reports from birds?
Oh, excellent question, Marshall. Thank you so much. Yeah, what a fun question. So for those of you who have been following the story about this little Swainson thrush, that's a member of the thrush family that our American robin is a part of. That bird was tracked here at Sharon Audubon Center, caught flying over our tower within 7 or so miles, and then it made its way down to Maryland. We picked up the signal there, and then the last report we received, we were very excited to hear that it actually made it all the way to Central America.
Now, what time span was that from where you first, where it flew over your tower and made it to Central America?
That, I want to say, Marshall, was about a couple of weeks.
Wow.
I know.
That's a tiny bird, too. That's not a big bird.
It's not a big bird at all, no.
So,
no, and these birds are migrating primarily at night, too.
It's amazing that what technology has done, and I think maybe you can. People are always interested in nature, but I think when you add technology like this, it even people who are on the periphery who aren't really interested in nature have to get fascinated by the way we can now track species and follow the habits of species.
I think so, and I really hope the hope is to really introduce people, perhaps, to the magic of birds and conservation through technology like this. I mean, you mentioned that the bird weighs only mere ounces. So to think of developing a piece of technology so small and so lightweight that it's really able to wear it as a sort of backpack without weighing it down or interrupting its flight patterns or its day-to-day movements, I mean, that alone borders on miraculous, right? But the fact that it then wears it these thousands of miles all the way to where it travels to its wintering grounds in Central America is just, it's amazing.
Well, yeah, when you compare it to, like, if we fly to Europe or we fly to South America or anything like that in a plane and our size, the thing that gets me is the smallness of this bird, mm-hmm. and the distance it travels and the strength it has to have to do that is amazing to me. It just amazes me.
So so true. It's so true. And there are so many hazards that these birds face, too, along their migratory journey. Anything from loss of habitat, a developed habitat, cats outdoors, all sorts of chemicals and, you know, and stopover sites, areas where they're descending to be able to feed and to rest. And then windows, too. We just actually had a program in light of migration season on window strikes and how to prevent them. So if anybody has any questions about birds colliding into their windows and they would like to speak with us about some suggestions, we had Vicki from the Litchfield Hills Audubon Society give a terrific program on window strikes.
Well, once again, for more information on all the activities and what's going on at Sharon Audubon, sharon.audubon.org. Bethany, have a great retreat, the rest of your retreat, and we look forward to this coming weekend at Sharon Audubon.
Thank you so much, Marshall. So do we. Fingers crossed for good weather, right?
You'll have it. I guarantee it. Okay.
Thank you so much, Marshall. Take care.
That is, once again, what's going on at Sharon Audubon this coming weekend and beyond. It's a lot. Sharon.audubon.org for more information. And we thank Bethany for joining us again this morning.